While government at the national level is mired in ideological gridlock, their local counterparts are setting the pace in embracing sustainability and confronting the effects of global climate change.
Government is the way that we express our common will in three ways. One is that it physically does things. It buys stuff. It builds stuff. It manages things. What the city buys sends a market message, as well as a public message. The second thing we do is we have policies. How you build a building, what kind of electric vehicle infrastructure, what kind of materials are acceptable or not. Policies have impact on everybody in the city and the folks doing business with them. And third, we're an information conduit. We have the opportunity to educate and engage people in our community and to influence the communities around us.
That's why Gil Friend, a longtime leader and consultant in California's sustainability movement, recently took on a new position as the Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of Palo Alto.
I have a dual agenda at Palo Alto. First and foremost is to improve the quality of life, build prosperity, and improve resilience for the community, and to do that by looking through a sustainability lens.
Friend was a keynote speaker at the annual Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Rohnert Park Wednesday, where he emphasized the importance of creating working examples.
We're a city that can experiment with new ideas and test them out and prove them out and make them available to others and help us all learn together about how to do this better. One of my favorite quotes is from Ken Boulding, economics professor, who years ago said, "Existence is proof of the possible." If you can show me something that exists out there, you can no longer tell me it's impossible to do. And since the work that we're all involved in here in recreating a sustainable or regenerative economy looks impossible to some people, any examples of successes, either large or small, are very useful in building the case and building the platform for the next step.
To expand the realm of the possible, Friend encourages innovation by reverse engineering, imagining that the desired outcome already exists, then reconstructing the process of getting there.
It's an innovation strategy called normative planning, planning from the future back to the present, in contrast to the usual planning from the present to the future. And they're both useful, but the normal forward-focused planning tends to be incremental and risks being excessively reasonable. It's hard to get leaps. Standing in the future of where you want to be and looking backwards opens up the landscape to seeing possibilities for leaps more effectively.
This is atypical thinking for government at any level, but Friend believes that if it works for business, then cities can benefit from it just as much or more.
Given my experience in the private sector, I know that we can address climate in ways that are economically responsible or maybe even attractive, that this can actually be good for business and good for the economic well-being of the community and good for the quality of life of the community. The more we can approach this as designers, shaping a future, designing an infrastructure, building the kind of city that we want to be in, the better we can do.
It's comparatively easy for cities to redirect their purchasing resources and build sustainability into their structures and systems. Their greatest challenge, Friend concludes, lies in redirecting deeply ingrained but wasteful or counterproductive behaviors, not just within city staff and operations, but for their citizenry as a whole. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.